Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Richard Allen, A-L-L-E-N. Address is P.O. Box 8161, Willows, California, 95988. Phone 530-682-9287. Cell is 530-330-1582. ID is XXX-XX-7639. Date of birth 6/11/1957. Insurance is Medicare / AARP. Pharmacy is Willows Pharmacy. It's addressed to Dr. Brett Butz, B-U-T-Z, M-D, Interventional Pain Physicians, 127 Rayleigh Boulevard, Chico, California, 95928, phone 530-720-0176, 530-636-4517, parenthesis fax, end parenthesis. Attention, Holly, H-O-L-L-Y, SATA, S-A-T-A-M-D. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with electrodiagnostic testing, lower extremity history of symptoms of neuropathy. Dear professional consultants, thank you for referring Richard Allen for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. Richard was seen for electrodiagnostic testing, completing his studies on August 12, 2023, at that time he presented complaining of bilateral aching, pain in both legs, with some improvement with his lumbar injection therapy. He also reported a recent increase in right foot pain. New paragraph. Lumbar MR imaging identifies multi-level discogenic pain with recent symptoms of numbness and pain on the bottom of the right foot, persistent aching pain in the right thigh area, and low back pain on the left side, increased with lifting the left leg precipitating pain. New paragraph. Right lower extremity motor and sensory nerve conduction studies with F-wave responses and a bipolar needle EMG was performed. New paragraph, a subparagraph. Those studies showed evidence for prolonged latencies and amplitude reductions of the sensory nerve conduction studies with normal velocities and evidence for a distal tibial nerve latency delay with reduced amplitudes and conduction velocities, suggesting conduction block at the ankle. New paragraph. The needle EMG showed evidence for subacute denervation in a right tibial L5-S1 distribution consistent with these electrodiagnostic findings. While these findings may be consistent with lumbar radiculopathy, a multifocal conduction block could entirely be possible with a sensory axonal neuropathy. Laboratory testing was recommended. New paragraph. Laboratory studies were completed initially at Quest Laboratories for evaluation of his possible polyneuropathy, risk factors for metabolic syndrome. New paragraph. The motor and sensory neuropathy antibody comprehensive panel completed on September 22, 2023, showed a positive ANA screen titer of 1:80 with an ANA pattern of nucleolar pattern, which may be consistent with systemic sclerosis, oftentimes with symptoms of scleroderma, polymyositis, overlap, and Sjogren's syndrome. New paragraph. The lipid studies and cardiovascular evaluation showed essentially normal total cholesterol, triglycerides, LDL cholesterol, and non-HDL cholesterol values with a low-level apolipoprotein B, normal level hemoglobin A1C, and no evidence of increased insulin biomarkers to suggest risk factors for insulin resistance. New paragraph. The remainder of the laboratory testing for biomarkers for neuropathy ,15 tests remain pending for review. New paragraph. Today, I reviewed with Richard his history and clinical symptoms, as well as his findings and consideration of his foot pain and the findings of the electrodiagnostic testing. We will order MR imaging of the ankle and foot, as well as his left knee, which he injured previously and which has remained persistently painful. Apparently, hopefully, these will be useful in his evaluation and consideration for surgical consideration for consultation and treatment. New paragraph. We also discuss the positive ANA, which may be a biomarker for some symptoms, some arthritic symptoms, for which rheumatology evaluation in the future may be useful. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when he returns with the results of the pending testing, and then sign respectfully with my professional signature.